Well, maybe they did.
Before they were going to...
They had... I don't ever remember any elaborate ceremonies in this area about small boats, except when the shipyard used to build a big vessel, they would have a launching ceremony or something like that.
Have a what?
A launching ceremony, you know. They would have... maybe the owner of the vessel would bring his wife to christen it or something, you know.
Before they launched.
Before they launched it on these waves, and they slide down the waves.
Yeah.
But the small boats, I noticed around Morgan City in that area, they have ceremonies of blessing the fleet and things like that, but they never had fleets in this area. Every individual, you know, mostly in this area.
Yeah. Now, something, would there be something small in the bay around here? You know, you said you got what, four of them running through town, don't you?
Yeah, we have by this little stream up there, they call it by Patterson, runs into by Vincent.
Something small in the bay. A bay is just a...
Well...
They usually dug, or?
A bay is generally created by a branch, you know, a low area.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of swampy.
Yeah.
And a bay, a drainage ditch, flows off of it. You know, it catches water and brings it to a larger stream, like a river or a larger bay. You know, it's,
yeah,
it's just a natural form stream that is made by draining off surface water into the larger area. It follows the law of gravitation to the next. And they have in the Pearl River makeup up there, they have the rivers, and they have sub-rivers, like the smaller rivers. They have Morgan River and Porter's River that run off the river. And then in the swamp area, they don't call them bayous much. They call them sloughs, you know. But the French people around the bay, they call the little places bayous.
Yeah. Now, kind of a shallow arm of the sea, you know, where water might come in and go back out.
Call that a lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a place in the sea maybe where salt hay would grow, you know, and you'd have a, that'd just be a...
No.
Talk about a marsh, and that's...
Well, a marsh or sea, and on the edge of the lake, in the days when fish and crabs were so plentiful, we used to have a lot of what we call crabgrass, you know.
Yeah.
A form of seaweed.
Yeah.
And that would be prevalent in all the bayous and lagoons and stuff that grew on the side. It's spread in the lagoons and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, the kind of land, you know, that would be maybe flooded and you'd have to plow it late in the spring.
I don't know of any area where they speculated on land that might be inundated. They never, you know, they didn't cultivate land that would be inundated.
Yeah.
Except one area, one early development here where they had this same ground that Eden Isles owns now. At one time they put up a pumping station. They put levees around the marsh and pumped it out, you know, pumped the marsh out, and then kept the lake water from re-entering.